Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, trying to even pass around what the hell is going on with the Avengers in 2021 is a bit of a thing. It's a bit of a big old noodle pile of just sort of random assumptions of what the game should be. The Crystal Dynamics trying to tweak things to try and, you know, sort of help what they're seeing on their end with the player data and everything else. Just a big old slop, just a big old, oh, if we do all this, and then this will just sort of make it work. So we're going to pick apart the sort of latest ramifications that are going on, the clash between developers and fans right now. So all this stuff started back on March 3rd when Crystal Dynamics updated their blog, and they said that they'd realized that people were leveling up too quickly, and they were going to implement a newer XP grind, a lengthier XP grind, which in itself, you know, sparked a bit of a backlash, because who the hell wants a lengthier XP grind? I remember when Destiny 2 did that, when people found out that there was a lengthier XP grind behind all the animations on screen. Just the idea that you're grinding even longer to get to the good stuff feels like it sucks. But yeah, their general feedback was that they wanted to make sure that every skill you invest in means something. They don't want you leveling up a little bit too quickly, because God forbid you might get to the actual fun stuff towards the end. Which, if you've played the Avengers, and I did the reviews on the channel and everything, that game, in terms of character differentiation, in terms of playing as a squad with different powers, different abilities, different infiltration methods for missions, that only really comes in towards the end game. You need the powers that you don't get for a long time. So if you're going to sort of elongate the rest of it, that sucks. They were saying that the current system was very confusing and overwhelming to new players, and they didn't want to sort of onslaught you with new stuff, so they're elongating everything. However, it doesn't really make any sense, because the new XP system kicks in after level 25. So you're still going to be overwhelmed and confused for the first 25 levels, and then they're going to put you in the treacle pool and let you sort of wade through to get through the rest of it. The general point was that they want to make sure that everything that you unlock is, you know, you feel that it's more worthwhile or whatever. But just, they said at the same time, according to Eurogamer, at the same time, lower levels will still be acquired a little bit faster. So it's just, there's more to this, but that, even that part breaks my head.
I'm confused by all of it, and there's so much to pick apart. First, if they're talking about how they want skills to be meaningful, my response is make meaningful skills, you know what I mean? Like, you need to have an upgrading tree that actually people want to invest in, and just changing how quickly you acquire those points doesn't fix the fundamental issues for me, which is that when I was playing through it anyway, like, I didn't care about the skill tree, I didn't care about the gear, and I didn't want to invest in those elements because I felt like I wasn't getting anything just by upgrading those abilities or getting a new smash for the Hulk that didn't really change my playstyle. It wasn't all that exciting in the first place. But yeah, I guess the biggest kind of like sticker is this weird thing where they're talking about they don't want it to be overwhelming, they don't want it to be too confusing for new players, but actually, you know, what's really been affected here is the late game, you know what I mean? It's those final levels that are going to take even longer.
It's when you're willing to grind up. It's just madness.
Yeah, like you're closer than ever to seeing the skills that might actually make a meaningful difference. But then also you're then in the treacle pool of wading towards them slower than ever because you're over level 25, but you're before the cap of level 50. So Crystal Dynamics did take to Reddit in an attempt to clarify what the hell's going on. And they said, look, we want people to level up. In fact, we really want to see more people level up more heroes, as playing as the Avengers full roster should be the most fun thing you can do. Now, if they full stopped it right there, perfect sentence.
All right,
makes perfect sense. What doesn't make sense is that they then said, we don't want the leveling up experience to be too overwhelming or diminish exploring each skill purchase. So we want you to get to the end. We want you to, you know, play as the Avengers, get all the abilities, get all the skills and everything, but not too quickly. Make sure that you're spending time just grinding everything out and you'll get there eventually. We don't want to give you too much too quickly. I mean, you know, we're Crystal Dynamics and Square Enix. We can't be seen giving too much.
I was watching the Gymquisition on this last night. There's a really good episode in it, which I think everyone should go check out if you're interested in this. But they were talking about that essentially, and this response of, oh, it's too overwhelming, it's too confusing. But they pointed out, well, it's the developers who made this system overwhelming and confusing in the first place. So like, what are you actually addressing here by changing the speed in which you go through it? You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, again, I keep coming back to the fact that it's not how quickly you are going through the levels. It's the fundamental systems and mechanics that we're dealing with. If something is overwhelming, there's a better way to solve that at a core level. Surely there is. Surely they made it. Surely they understand the intricacies of it and what needs to change. It can't just be this.
That would take so much more gutting out of what the core game is. Like, at some point, like, you know, yes, the developers have implemented this, but when I reviewed it, I feel very much like it's Square Enix sticking their oar in and just saying, can you just elongate this out? I always draw the comparison. It was also mentioned on the Gymquisition, you know, the whole thing about Deus Ex and how, like, that game, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, had the multiplayer mode put in at the behest of Square Enix, even though the devs didn't want it in there. And it feels like that's what they did. I mean, the whole thing with the Avengers, Crystal Dynamics, Eidos, Square Enix coming together, there's a lot of money on the table. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past Square Enix to be like, we're going to make the biggest payday possible, elongate this thing, have character-specific battle pass tiers, and we'll just ride this whole thing out, and it'll be brilliant. And I feel like the game is very much built towards that, or at least half of it is. Half of it is this story-focused, character-driven, Nolan North, Troy Baker, Sandra Sad fest, and it's great. But then the other half is this invisible loot grind, just complete soulless chore. And so I think, you know, you can see both sides clashing, that, you know, but just tangling with each other, Dragon Ball Z style when you're playing it. One other thing to throw in here is that from the Eurogamer write-up is that all of these changes should add about 3 to 5 hours to each character in terms of grinding stuff out. Now, if I'm going to spend 3 to 5 hours doing something, it's not just going to be grinding out XP, especially when I don't even get to the level cap, even get to the good stuff. I just think that anything surrounding this just feels annoying.
You mean like 3 to 5 hours in isolation? When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's not bad. But then I was like, why is my brain wired to think that's not bad? 3 to 5 hours of grinding for every single character. And there are a bunch of characters in the game, so that adds up to a hefty chunk of time, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest issue is, when it comes to Crystal Dynamics' comments, I can see what they mean. I do want skill points to become more meaningful. I do want players to think about what they're actually doing to build their characters. But for me, I can't divorce that from the context the game released in and the context the game is in now, which is brass tacks. Like, it didn't sell as much as Square Enix wanted. And even worse, players dropped off it really quickly. And that retention is incredibly important for a live service game that is supposed to be supported by content. So when I view those figures and view what they're changing here, all I can see is a move to get the people who are still there to play it for even longer and to remain invested until this next content drops, you know?
Yeah, that's by far the biggest talking point from the fan side, and it was when the initial blog post went up on the 3rd, is that all of this just feels like masking to the fact that there is not enough content to get lost in. Like, one of the only sort of things that you could do on the dev side, because at some point, like I said, they can't gut the core of it. You know, it is just sort of the base reality that they have this game that is this grind fest. They only have so many elements that they can play with unless they're going to completely, I don't know, overhaul the way that all the progression works and whatever. So, like, if there isn't much content on the horizon, maybe because of the way 2020 went or whatever, then maybe one of the only ways to go is to elongate what's there. And if you're the devs, if you're Crystal Dynamics, then it's like, that's a bad place to be in, because I feel like you've been, if I'm right, and they've been given this hand that's obviously been manipulated by Square Enix, and now they've just been left with this weird XP grindy invisible loot system treacly thing, then maybe this is one of the only ways to placate a player base and give them something to do while they've managed to get the content turned around. But it's not like they're being upfront about what's coming down the line on the long term. Like, you know, initially there was Black Panther that was delayed. Like, they had their whole announcement thing, but that was all delayed. Kate Bishop, Hawkeye's coming next. It just feels like they're leading with a weird set of characters, considering what they need to be going. I mean, I guess they'll get a big boost when Spider-Man comes out, but there's very little in the Avengers pool that's actually getting heads turning their way. I even checked the Steam player numbers, and it's around about 500 people are playing it right now. Right. So it ain't doing very well.
I think they are hoping on this upcoming DLC and the next-gen remasters. I'm pretty sure next-gen patch. They just showed that off about what you can get if you get it on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. I think they're hoping to give that a bit more of a boost. But yeah, it just feels like they're really in this weird holding pattern, hoping that something sticks. And fundamentally and ultimately, I've never met a single person on this earth who is, you know, a human and not a robot executive who said, you know what will make this game better? If it had a longer grind. If I had to wait longer in between getting these level up points or getting these experience points, mm-hmm. I'm having too much fun.
Can you space it out a bit?
I'm loving this too much. I don't want to eat it all too quick. You know, no one's ever said that in the history of games. And it's just not a great look. And I think what makes it worse is, you know, if they're going to do it, then obviously they're going to do it. But the fact that the clarification only added more confusion, it only made things even stranger and sillier and didn't mm-hmm. clear anything up and only dug Crystal Dynamics that hole even further. Like, that's the big issue. And it's kind of like, at some point, like, the devs just kind of are better off just, like, not talking and trying to not clarify, because obviously what they're saying feels incongruent to why they're actually implementing mm-hmm. it. And the more words you put down on that, well, the more the player feels it, you know?
Yeah, if I was going to make a guess, I would assume that this mandate didn't come from within Crystal Dynamics. Maybe it was something higher up to elongate the amount of time that people are going to have to play the Avengers until more content packs are ready. They don't want to get up front and say, look, we've been, you know, 2020 threw a big spanner in the works, so we're just going to, you know, we need to wait it out until things arrive. So I feel like the XP grind maybe came in from somewhere above and they just have to sit and wait. And this is their PR manager, this is their PR statement responding to that going, but we're going to have to say something because players are going to realize that this everything's taking longer to grind out, and that's a way bigger blow optically than not saying anything at all. But the base reality is, like you said, the brass tacks of it is that they're having to try and form some PR statement around XP grind, which there's really no way you can make that sound good. They've obviously lent on, you know, well, too many awards, too many skill points is overwhelming for new players, but they still want the onboard ramp to be gratifying, so the first 25 levels you get them anyway. So it's like, I feel really sorry for them trying to make it work because I don't believe that a team of developers would ever implement these systems in the first place. They feel very corporately mandated, which is what I always said in the review anyway. But yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the Avengers. Are you still playing the Avengers? Do things like this make you want to give it another chance? Are you waiting for the likes of the next gen versions to arrive? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.